with SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Mass shooting at a birthday party in Kentucky. Four people are dead.
A shooting at a home leaves three young adults dead in Florence, Kentucky, as well as the mother of a young man who was celebrating his 21st birthday.
We've never dealt with this before.
The police chief in Florence, Kentucky, emotional.
Everybody was at the house. It was for a 21 birthday.
Chief Jeff Mallory on WCPO-TV says they don't think the gunman, 20-year-old Chase Garvey, was invited. He fled after the shooting. Police gave chase, which is when Garvey ended his life.
Shot himself with the gun that he had and then crashed his vehicle.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nationwide, holiday weekend shootings have left at least 33 people dead, dozens wounded. In Chicago alone, police say 11 people have been killed and 55 wounded so far. Also at SRNnews.com, foreign policy expert Dan Senor says it's disappointing that most people seem to be oblivious to the fact that Americans are among hostages being held by Hamas.
There are American citizens not being held in a prison in Russia, except for Evan Gershkowitz. There are American citizens being held in the dungeons in Gaza. And we're going to blink, and this is like giving me chills right now. We're going to blink, and it's going to be a year.
Senor says Israel may try to convince Palestinians to support new leadership in Gaza.
Building up other Palestinians to play leadership roles in parts, not all, in parts of Gaza. And so maybe that in and of itself would put pressure on Senor, because suddenly people start to see an alternative future, an alternative reality, and someone may say, well, Senor is the obstacle.
Senor spoke earlier this week with Salem Radio Network talk show host Hugh Hewitt. This is SRN News. Tractor Supply abandons the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reports.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma's top education official ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons from grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issuing a memo to superintendents across the state last month. The directive is the latest effort by conservatives to incorporate religious values in public schools that are becoming very chaotic. This is SRN News. John Scott reports the Interior Department approving the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey.
The approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before construction can begin. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the ninth offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines.
Crews are searching Lake Michigan for two men who are missing. They were part of a large group of people boating along northwestern Indiana's coastline. Spokesman says strong winds and high waves have been hampering the search. 12 people on board. One man jumped and then struggled. A second man jumped to save him. He, too, ran into trouble. More details at SRNnews.com.